Welcome back to the Tamara Tamu Show, where dreams have no filter. I don't know where all those dramatics came from, but I just felt, you know, since I don't have music right now, I felt like I could do a little bit extra. But welcome back. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're listening. Hope you are having a wonderful day, afternoon, evening, middle of the night, whatever time it is that you're watching this. I hope that you are spending it the way that you want. I hope that you are spending it with people that you love. But most importantly, I hope that you are drinking whatever it is that you want to drink. I myself have a glass of water. Sorry, couldn't get any more fancy than that. Sorry, but not sorry. So let's take a sip of our drink. You know how we do at a Tamara Tamu Show. Now that we've taken a sip of our drink, let's get into today's episode. So today's episode was prompted or has been prompted by a question that someone asked me very recently, okay? So again, I always like to take my time with these episodes. I don't want to rush the episodes. I want to make sure that my words land because I want you to walk away from each and every episode. You're going to walk away from each and every episode being even more empowered, okay? I believe empowerment goes beyond just feeling inspired or being motivated or feeling determined. Those things are good. But empowerment, we take it up a notch, okay? So back to the topic for today. The question that was asked of me, has your business gone the way that you planned? You don't see my face, but I am smiling from ear to ear. So that is the question which prompted this episode. So there are many layers to the answers of this question that have actually been topics that I have written about on my blog long before I was asked this question. But even before I get into how I actually answered it, I want to start with just give you a little bit of my backstory. Bullet points, not the full version, but bullet points. We'll get to that one day. Actually, I've got a plan to just do a series of the things that I've learned taken from my backstory. So I want to start with bullet points on this episode. So I have a background in business in a traditional sense. Even before getting a real job, you air quotes, real job, or should I say jobs after college, my focus in undergrad was on business and entrepreneurship. So I took entrepreneurship classes in both my undergrad level and then also in my apparel design associate program that I attended after I got my undergrad degree. So in both of those programs, a massive part of the syllabus of the curriculum was to create a business plan. So even if you didn't go to undergrad or you don't have a college degree, right now, we all know if you typed in business plan in Google, you are going to feel like you have just been hit in the face with all types of business plan templates, different views on what you should have in the business plan, what sections should make a business plan legit. So I took these classes, and like I said, in both of the programs, the really to get the grade, you had to create a business plan. And as a side note, all of my instructors added that, you know, the business plans, they need to be workable. They need to be workable and believable, whatever that means, to show banks, you know, because, you know, you assume that you have a business plan. So you're going to go to a bank and beg for a business loan. Or did I say beg? Excuse me. To beg for a business loan or to show investors too. So this plan has got to be workable. It's got to be believable. So, you know, to get the grade, you know, and to show, and really when I was working on the business plan, it was something that I actually was really excited about because I knew that my path had to be business ownership because being an employee was not, did not sound exciting to me, never has sounded exciting to me at all. So side note, but so anyway, my business plans had all the necessary sections, had the 5-year financial projections. So when I finally decided to go in completely on my own business, which was an apparel brand, I completed the most extravagant business plan with all the sections and financial projections 5 to 7 years that my instructors told me that I was supposed to have. So I was ready. So with my trusty, extravagant business plan, can't leave off the extravagant, I officially started my company. And you know, I got real fancy and joined a membership that offered quarterly and monthly plans. So, you know, I really thought I was doing something then. So now, back to the question. Has your business gone the way that you planned? So now to my answer. Now, I laughed. And then finally answered with a no. There was more after that, but we'll get to that in a minute. My laugh was not to make fun of the question, but my laugh was I laughed at how I really held on to my business plan with little flexibility. And in a way, that business plan became my identity and this is my Bible. This is what's going to happen. If this doesn't happen, then I'm a failure. So now I just mentioned that I laughed, but that was not my first response to the question. Actually, my first response to that question was internal. Well, Tamu, what do you mean by that? My first response was internal with a thought, the following thought. When I heard the question, immediately the thought came, the business has failed miserably. So no, it sure as fuck does not feel or look like how I planned this business to be. That was my first response. And obviously it was internal because I did not speak that. I thought that. The laugh was a secondary response, obviously external, but it was also a defense mechanism against my own negative thought and the surprisingly discomfort that I felt surrounding that question. But here's the thing that I want to point out, okay? With the timing between my inner thought and my external response, that was all the time that I needed to quickly reroute and reframe. Okay. So after my laugh and my no response, I continued on voicing my response in a way that reminded me of why I am still successful regardless of. That is what I want to point out. So from the time I started my company up until now, like as in today. So today that I'm recording this, this is Saturday, February 5th, 2022. So from the time I started my company until now, there have been plenty of reiterations of this company, okay? But what I've realized within these reiterations, I have experienced this immense and intense at times grounding of how I truly want to experience my life as a woman, as a daughter, as a sister, a granddaughter, an aunt, a friend, a lover, a business owner, an artist, a creator. And that grounding has changed how I look at my business and how my business looks. So, if the company would have followed the plan like I had written it when I started 8 years ago, even with the few tweaks that I made, I would have built it on a faulty, shaky, unsure, unstable, inauthentic base or foundation. It would have been a mutation, okay, of the higher vision. So, a few questions I want to ask you before we go. I want to ask you, what do you need to reframe? What experience do you need to reframe so that you can move forward? What experience do you need to reframe to move forward? I also want to ask you, what does success look like to you? What does success look like to you? Let those answers come through. Don't be too, you know, philosophical or intellectual about it. Just ask yourself those questions. And whatever pops up, let it come to you. So I'm going to leave you with those questions. And we're going to pick up on those questions on the next episode. So let's take a sip on that before we go. Until next time, cheers.